Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf nun tes, and we are 15 lines from the bottom of daf nun ches amid beis. I think the last two daf in today's and yesterday's is a microcosm of what daf yomi sometimes is. So yesterday we had a real technical daf that dealt with drushes, specifically which arayas of ben noyach is muzerin. Today is a little bit more Haggadata, certainly a much lighter daf. It's a daf that's hafeichba the kulava in terms of rate, but we have an allotted amount of time that we may go over a little bit, but we'll try our best to speak out and just get a little bit of a tam of today's daf. So Sanhedrin daf nun tes is a classic. Zok de Gemara, Amar Rab Chanina, more regarding mitzvahs of Bnei Noyach. Oy v'kechav m'shike es Yisrael, a Ben Noyach that hits Oy Yisrael, even if he doesn't kill him. He just hits him, chayev misa. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, vayifen koi v'koi, vayar kiein ish, vayach es ha-mitzri. So this Pasuk is in Parsha Shmois, right in the beginning of Parsha Shmois. Shmois Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Pasuk says, "Vayiba yomim mohem, vayigdal Moshe, vayetzei alochif, vayarbis avloisam." So Moshe Rabbeinu becomes a gadol and say the svarim akdoshim. What's the first thing he does? Vayetzei el echa vayarbis avloisam. Because what's the definition of a gadol? Like the son who's the mor hagadol. He's able to notice other people. He's able to incorporate other people in his orbit. A katan is selfish. A child wakes up in the middle of the night, screams if it needs something, doesn't take into cheshbon whether his mother got a good night's sleep, didn't get a good night's sleep. A katan is all about himself or herself. A gadol is someone that's vayetzei alocha vayar b'sav loisim. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes out. This is the first day. Vayar ish mitzri, and he saw an ish mitzri. Make ish ivri me'echav. And he was hitting an ivri. So there was a mitzri that was hitting a Jew. Vayifen koi v'koi. Moshe Rabbeinu looks both ways. Vayar kiein ish. Vayaches ha-mitzri. Moshe Rabbeinu kills the mitzri. Vayit mineu b'choil. And he hid him in the sand. Says Rashi, what's the rest of the story? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu kill this person? So Rashi says as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu went outside. He sees this Ish Mitzri hitting an Ish Mivri. Malkeyu viroideyo. I'm reading Rashi and Chumash. He was beating him up. Ubailo shel shloimez bas div. This man, this Ivri, was the husband of Shloimez Bas Devori. V'nosan enav ba. And what happened was this Mitzri wanted Shloimez. U'balayla at night, hamidu v'yitzio mi'beisoy. V'hu chaza v'nichnas lebayis uva al ishtay kesfurash u'balayla. See, he went the night before, got Shloimez's wife to leave the house. He then walked in, made believe that he's Shloimez's husband. And he was boil. Shloimez. When this man finally got back home and he realized what had happened, that somebody had been boiled his wife, they started fighting. The Mitzri was able to get the better hand. And Hayomakeu Rashi says, and that was the Vayach es HaMitzri. This is what was going on over here. He was beating him up because of this fight that broke out, because of the fact that the Mitzri had defiled Shloimez Bas Devori. That's the story. So two horrors. Number one, it sounds like from Rashi that Shloimez Bas Devori was a victim in this whole story. Now, we spoke about Shloimez earlier this week. We spoke about Shloimez because we were talking about the Mekalo. We were talking about the Megadif, and the Megadif was the son of this Mitzri and Shloimez. They had a child during this bia. And the Megadif was the son. The son thought that he was from Shevet Dan, because his father was from Shevet Dan. Moshe Rabbeinu knew Baruch HaKodesh that really he wasn't from Shevet Dan, but he was the child of this Mitzri. He wanted to get a chelik, an achlo. Moshe Rabbeinu said he couldn't get an achlo. But the bottom line is, Rashi over there, Chumash, says that Shloimez was a prutza. She was a prutza b'yoysa. We spoke at the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer said it was for that reason we didn't say roi bilas achar abal, because you don't say roi bilas achar abal when you're dealing with a prutza b'yoysa. But if you go through Rashi in Chumash, Yamavis Sedger, the end of Parashas Emor, by the story of the Megadif, it certainly seems like Shloimez Bas Devori is not an innocent bystander. She is very complicit in this Bia, this Isser that took place. Rashi and Chumash over here in Parashat Shmos is very not mashman that way, but there's a bigger kasha. Because the Gemara learns from here, from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, what does that tell us? That tells us that Oved Koychavim Shehikis Es Yisrael Chayim Misa, because essentially that's what happened over here. An Oved Koychavim, the Mitzri, hit the Yisrael, Vayar Ish Mitzri Maki Ish Ivri Meyachav, Moshe Rabbeinu goes and Moshe Rabbeinu kills him. But if you're going to tell me there was Gilead Raya Sovir as well, that this guy was Ofer Leisinov, he was Ofer Leisinov, we know was already one of the Sheva Mitzvah. So maybe that's why you killed him. Azaros and Zui Misasan, maybe that's why he was killed. So Mehechi Tesi, to say that the reason that he was killed was because he was Hikas Amitri, maybe that's why he was killed. Either way, that's the horror. Of Amr Rab Chanina said, Asayit Allah Yishal Yisrael, if somebody hits a yid on his cheek, he slaps him on the cheek. It's as if he's hitting the shechina on the cheek. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Moikesh Adam." If somebody hits a Adam, yela kodesh. It's as if he's hitting kodesh on his loyoy on his cheek. Magbia avdoy Shabbos simon. Amar Rish Lakish. Famous Gemara. Magbia avdoy al chaveroy. If somebody picks up his hand al chaveroy, afal pishloi ko. Even if he doesn't hit him, nikra rasha. Shenemar veyomer lerasha lama sakereyecha. And that is really the next pasuk in the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu becomes a gadol. Vayetze alecha vayabes of loisam. What does he see on the first day? He sees an ish mitzri, maka ish ivri. Vayetze b'yom hasheni. He goes out on the second day. Vine shnei anoshim ivrim nitzim. And this time he sees two yidden fighting. Dosan and Aviram. Vayoymer l'rosha, and he turns to the Rosh and says, Lama sakir eyecha. Now saka is a loshan asid. So it sounds like that he didn't even hit him yet. He saw them fighting. He's going to hit him, and he says, Rosha, you're about to hit your friend. Why are you calling him a Rosha? Maybe he's not going to hit him. The teretz is, even if he doesn't hit him, he's considered a Rosha. What did Dasan Aviram tell back? He says, aha, all of a sudden, you're the balabas over here? Did somebody appoint you? Are you the one that, are you the mayor? Who are you exactly? And are you going to do to us what you did to that mitzri? Moshe Rabbeinu realized that they had known what happened to the mitzri. Initially, Moshe was vayifen koyel koy, and now he realizes that no, somebody I actually seen, he runs away, Yisroi, Midian, and the rest is history. But the point is that he calls him a Rasha before he actually hit him. Rasha lama sakar yecha. And we learn from there, Rish Lakish did hamagbia yodei al chaveroi, afal pishalo yiko, nikra Rasha, Ziri amr b'chanina, nikra choyte, Ziri said in the name of b'chanina, he's called a choyte, shenemar, v'em loy lakachti b'chazaga, the context over there is the Bnei Eli. So the Bnei Eli, the Gemara says, didn't go in the ways of their father Eli. They were Kehanim. Eli was a Kohen Gadol. They were obviously Kehanim. They served in the Beis HaMikdash. And they used to strong arm people that brought karbanas to try to get their basar. There was a certain entitlement that the Kehanim got from every carbon that was brought. They wanted it. So they would come stark, and they would say, "Vemloi, if you don't give it to me, lakachti bechazok, I'm going to take it for you by force." So this is similar to magbia yodei al chaveroi afal pishaloiko, and the pasuk says, "Vati chatas hanorim gidoylo ma'od." So you see, they're not only a yunikra rasha, but yunikra chaytra. If unamati katzis yodei, as somebody who picks up his hand to hit his friend, even if he doesn't hit him, his hand deserves to be chopped off. Shenemar uzroya roma, a lifted up hand tishaver, should be broken. Rav Huna cuts the other. In fact, Rav Huna once did it. Rashi says, had Rav Huna have a right to do it? Bez din makim va'inshin shalei min ha-Torah lasis yog v'geder l'dover. But also, ein lo itakon. If somebody does that, there's no tshuva. Ela kfura. Until he dies. Until he's buried. Shenebam v'ish zroya loy ha-aretz. If someone's an ish zroya, loy ha-aretz, the aretz is for him, the aretz is what's going to give him kapar. Vamra b'laz on that. No, the karka el ba Yisroel is the only person that can really own real estate is someone that's tough. Shenemar v'ish zroya loy ha-aretz. You have to be a tough person to own real estate because you have to deal with issues and things, and somebody that's tough is going to be able to deal with the issues that need to be dealt with. We're not going to touch that. Somebody that works the land, Rish Lakish said, it's good business advice. If somebody acts like an eved, he works hard, he puts his whole kishkes literally like an eved, then at the end of the day, otherwise, he will not be nisbalech. So this last Gemara, again, is a well known Gemara. So it's something we've heard from a very young age, right? When you're 3 years old, right? You lift your hand, oh, you're a Rasha. You can't even lift up your hand. But what's the thief guy? What's the thief guy? The thief guy is because even though you didn't do it, we look at it as if you did do it. We know machshava ra in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa. By if they can have machshava ra HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa. Machshava toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa. But a machshava ra. So if I pick up my hand to hit somebody, it's as if I hit him. That's the thief kite. That's the lumbus. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, if you take a look at Rashi, it's very simple. You know what the pshat is? We're talking about someone, number one, that does it often. Rashi. Uzroya Roma, haragel, lorum yodei al chaveroi. When Rafuna chopped off somebody's hand, it wasn't because one time in third grade he did it. No. It's because he used to do it constantly. It was his way of conducting his business. I think the tiefkeit over here is there are people that like intimidating other people. And by intimidating other people, extorting other people, that's how they get what they want. That's what the Bnei Eli did. They would extort. They would say, listen, I want the chelek ha'gvoya of your carbon. I want it for myself. You don't give it to me. So we could do this the easy way. I'm from Brooklyn. We can play some hardball as well if that's what you want to do. That's the nekuda. That is exactly what a magbiya yodei al chaveri is. A magbiya yodei al chaveri, you pick up. You didn't even hit him. You didn't touch him. But you know what you did? You threatened him. You intimidated him. You extorted him. That is the tiefkeit of a magbiya yodei al chaveri. And the Gemara says, nikra rosho, nikra choyte, ein loy takono. Other than Kfura, Rafuna once literally was Kotsyada. He chopped a hand off. He didn't say he chopped the head off someone who was his friend. It was someone that intimidated somebody, because intimidation, you're messing with people emotionally. So the local kach pashut, and that's, I think, the tiefkeit of what's going on over here. But I saw a gewaldige aura from the Brisker off. So the Makar again is Dasan Vahvira. Vayetze Vayem Hashmini, Vayem Hashemi, Vihine Shnei Anoshim Ivrin Nitzin, Vayomer Lerosha, Lama Sakaria. You look at the Hilger Rashi, Lama Saka, Afal Pishaloi Hiko, Nikra Rosha Baromasya. He was called the Rosh even though he had never hit him. Saka, it was in the future tense, it hadn't happened. Sanhedrin and Chesam and Beis, the Gemara we just said. Reyecha, Rosha Kemoischa. So, Vayoymer lo Rosha, Lama Saka Reyecha. Why did he call him Reyecha? Because they were both Rishon. One was Dasam, one was Avirim. They were both Rishon. So he referred to him as Reyecha, because the one who had lifted up his hand was a Rosha, and the other one was Rosha Kemoischa. And it's for that reason that he says Lama Saka Reyecha. It's interesting, in light of some of the raid we spoke on not long ago, Vyahafta the Reyecha Kemoischa, Broilam Yisayofa, that's true, even for a Rosha, right? The distinction between Leisisnes Achicha Bilvavecha, where there's no Isser to hate Rasha, because the definition of who you're not allowed to hate is Achicha, and it has to be someone that acts like Achicha. But when it comes to the Mitzvah Saseya, V'yahavta l'reyecha kamoicha, there the emphasis is on the reyecha. We spoke at the Ramah, Huva, B'shita, Mekuvetzes, Perek, Elonari, Ksubas, Lamed, Zayin, with ideas, Afilu, Ra'im, Shebach, Reyecha, Milosh, and Ra'. Here too you have that idea, Lama, Saki, Reyecha, Rasha, Kamoicha. But Frek, the risker of that the Rambam, in the beginning of the fifth Perek, in Hilchas, Chayvel, Amazik, the Rambam introduces the Issa Chavala. Listen to Lashoinoi Hazov Shal HaRambam and a classic diyuk from the Brisker Rav. Also the Adam Lachba. It's also for a person to be chayvel somebody. Bein ba'atzmai, bein b'chaver. You're not allowed to be chayvel someone else. You also can't be chayvel yourself. Right? A lot of interesting tshuvas from Moshe that we've spoken at over the years come from this rap. Dieting, plastic surgery, etc. V'loya chayvel b'vad. Not only are you not allowed to be chayvel, ela kol amaka adam kashem yisrael. If somebody hits an adam kashem yisrael, ben katam, ben gadol, ben ish, ben isha, derech nitzayin. Those were the words that Moshe handled with Reb Tuvia Goldstein, because a lot of the coolest when it comes to these things are that it could be the Issa Chavala is only if it's Derech Nitzayin. If somebody goes on a diet, so you may be fighting, you know, inside, you're being a Gibor HaKovich as Yitzroi, but the Chavala that takes place is not Derech Nitzayin. And the Rambam seems to qualify that the Issa Chavala is Derech Nitzayin. It has to be like a fight. But the bottom line is, HaReza Oyve B'loisase, Shenema Lo Yosef LaKoise. So again, V'lo Yachay V'Buvad, El Kalamak, Odom Kosher Mi Yisrael, Ben Kotom, Ben Godo, Ben Nish, Ben Nisho, Derech Nitzayin, HaReza Oyve B'loisase, Shenema Lo Yosef LaKoise. So the Peskarov was Medayik, that the Rambam said, Hamaka Adam Kosher Yisrael, Adam Kosher, Maka Yisrael, Maka Adam Kosher Yisrael. Vayistoyis the Issa Chavala is only Adam Kosher, but for a Rasha, there is no Issa Chavala. So for a Rasha, there's no Issa Chavala. It's a fake to Biskerov. What's pshat in this halacha? Vayoymel a Rasha lo masaki reyecha. Afa pishalo hiko nikra Rasha. And then Rashi says reyecha. He was a Rasha kemoischa. Lechura, if he was a Rasha, it means he wasn't an Adam Kashem Yisrael. And if he wasn't an Adam Kashem Yisrael, then it means that even had he hit him, he wouldn't have been over an Issa. So Madach, had he hit him, he wouldn't have been over an Issa. Because the Issa Chavala is only on an Adam Kashem. So how could this Issa have a Magbir Yodei al Chaveri nikra Rasha? Where Afal Pishalayiko, how could that be true for a Rasha? So the Brisker Rav said, Pshat is based on a Medrash. The Medrash Rabba says, right here in Parashat Shmos, that when he picked up his hand to hit him, he wasn't just trying to hit him, but Hayu Mischavnin Laharig Zehezeh. That's the Lashon HaMedrash. He wanted to kill him. So being that he wanted to kill him, said the Brisker Rav, even though the Rambam says there's no Issa Chavala if you're chayv la rasha, but there's certainly an iser tzicha if you kill a rasha. So as it relates to picking up your hand for chabalah, it can't be more chamer than chabalah itself. And if there's no iser chabalah for someone that's a rasha, because the Rambam's definition is adam kasher miyisrael, then the iser hamagbia yodei al chaver you wouldn't need a hand for somebody that's a rasha. But here he wasn't picking up his hand to hit him; he was picking up his hand to kill him. So to the extent that he was picking up his hand to kill him, so over there the hamagbia yodei has to be mugdar based on what would be had he actually killed him. And had he actually killed him, he would have been chayiv misa. Because when it comes to ritzicha, the Rambam never said you're only chayiv if you kill an adam kasher Yisrael. You're chayiv if you kill anybody. So as it relates to magbia yodei al chaveroi, to kill, the halacha has to be the same way. But the Piskarov says, if that's the case, how can we learn from here? Ha magbia yodei al chaveroi lahakoisoi, afo pishalohi ko nikorosho. If they were picking up their hands to kill, not to hit, so maybe only someone who picks up his hand to kill is going to be chayiv, not someone who picks up his hand to hit. So the Biskarov already said, alumnus, that's beyond the scope of what we do. But I think it could be, just to say more pashit, we just said that I think the tifkait of Mabbi Yodei Al Chaveri Afa Pashaloi Ko is not that even though you didn't hit him, it's as if you hit him. It's a whole different idea. There's something called hitting somebody, and then there's something called intimidating somebody. And hitting somebody and intimidating somebody is not the same thing. So in Hilchas Chavolah, the Rambam said, the only time you're over Chavol B'Chaveroi is if you're Chavol an Adam Kasher. If the person's not an Adam Kasher, you're not over this Chavolah. Does that mean that if you intimidate someone that's not an Adam Kasher, you're not going to be Chayv? I don't know. Maybe it's a different Shulchan Aruch. Just like you're not allowed to kill someone that's not an Adam Kasher. Just like you have a Chiyuv V'Ahavta Re'acha K'moicha for someone that's not an Adam Kasher. So it could be so too, this idea, not allowed to intimidate, you can't extort someone that's not an Adam Kasher either. You're right, Chavola, there's a halacha, Adam Kasher Yisrael. But maybe Magbia Yodei Al Chaveiro is more chomer. How could it be more chomer? The Gemara, it sounds like it might be more chomer. Nikra Rosha, Nikra Choyte, Tikotze Tziyodai. The Gemara says that Ein Loi Takona, until he gets his Kfura. It's a different Isser. It's not the Machshava Ra of wanting to hit. It's two different things. Hitting is hitting, and intimidating is something else. Maybe for intimidating, the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit different. But either way, Zok de Gemara v'amereish lakish, ma'idichse, v'ayvi kechovim sheshavas, chayiv misa. You may have heard this Gemara before. A guy that rests on Shabbos is chayiv misa. So a yid has an obligation to keep Shabbos. A guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So much so, if he does, he's chayiv misa. Shenemar v'yoyim, the Laila lo yishpoisu. Now, Pashu Pshat, Yoyim v'layla lo yishpoisu, Hashem is talking to Noach. It's after the Mabul, when the seasons were all out of whack. Moving forward, there'll be no Mabul, the rainbow, there'll be seasons. V'yoyim v'layla, there'll be day, there'll be night, there'll be lo yishpoisu. But we learn from here that it's Azara to the Benoach. Hashem was talking to Noach. It related to that generation and future generations of Bnei Noach, that the yoyim v'layla lo yishboisu, they're not allowed to rest day and night. V'mamar, azora shalehem zui misasa. So if they're not allowed to, they should be chayiv misa, because their azora is a chayiv misa. Amr Rabina said, afilu sheinu b'shabbos, that not only if a guy rests on Shabbos is a guy going to be chayiv misa, but even if a guy rests on Monday, even then he's going to be chayiv misa. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is it's not only Osir on our day of rest, but if they create their own day of rest, Monday, even that's going to be a prophet to Gemara. If a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, we just finished the Sugya. We're finishing the Sugya of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach. V'lech Sheva Gabi Zayin Mitzvahs. Zok to Gemara, Kika Choshe Sheva Taisa, Kumba Seiloi Choshe. The only mitzvahs that are mentioned in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach are Sheva Taisa. It's the thou shall not. But the thou shalls, like do work on Shabbos, that's essentially what this halach is, because you're not allowed to rest, which means you have to do work. So bekum v'asei, loy kachashet, which is a big kiddush, by the way, because then it comes out that there may be more than sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach. This whole sheva mitzvahs b'nei nayach is only sheva al taisas, but if you're going to incorporate the kum v'aseis, it might be more. So we'll have to get back to that. But v'ha dinim, says the Gemara, kum v'asei. What about dinim? Isn't dinim kum v'asei? Dinim is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Nayach. What's Dinim? Appoint Dinim. How would you be over that? By not appointing. It's a Kum V'aseh. V'kachashiv Kum V'aseh V'Sheva Al Taisa Ninu. Says the Gemara, it's Kum V'aseh, that's true, but it's also Sheva Al Taisa. It's Kum V'aseh, Rashi says, go do Mishpat. It's Sheva Al Taisa Ovel. Don't be corrupt. So there's a Sheva Al Taisa element to it, as opposed to Shabbos. When it relates to Shabbos, there's no Sheva Al Taisa element to it. So again, every line Gemara here, there's so much to talk about. But just one ha'ara on this. And that is that it's Yodua, the Mishlam Melech, in Proshas Drachim, in Drush Aleph, has an Arichos. the Ovis HaKadoshim, who kept Kol HaTorah Kula before it was given, did they have a din of a Yisrael, or did they have a din of a Ben Noach? So you can't learn the Sugya Ben Noach without mentioning the Mishnah Melech. So did they have a din of a Yisrael, or did they have a din of a Ben Noach? On the one hand, they were Ben Noach. It was before Matan Torah. There was no formal Geiris, Mila, Tefillah, Kabbalah, Mitzvahs. But then again, they kept Kol HaTorah Kula. So meaning that they kept Kol HaTorah Kula, could be in Halacha, they had a din of a Yisrael. So the Mishnah Melech, and he's mefalfel Kol HaTorah Kula, literally, to try to come up with Raya's Lakan or Lakan. Says, I have a Raya that's checkmate. Checkmate Raya. What's my Raya? The Gemara says that Avram Avinu kept Kol HaTorah Kula, Vafilu Erev Tavshilin. Now, what's Erev Tavshilin? Erev Tavshilin is if Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, if you have Friday, Shabbos, Yontif, so you're allowed to cook on Yontif, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. You're also not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, unless you make an Erev Tavshilin. If you make an Erev Tavshilin, then you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos. Now, the Gemara says that Avram Avinu kept Erev Tavshilin. He made his Erev Tavshilin. So if Avram Avinu made Erev Tavshilin, it means he kept Shabbos. Chayra, a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. It's a Gemara. Sanhedrin and Chesam and Beis. Rish Lakish said, Oivet kechavim sheshavas is chayiv misa. So if a guy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, and Avram Avinu had a din of a Ben Noach, then how could Avram Avinu have kept Erev Tavshilin? It would have meant he kept Shabbos. Avram Avinu is not allowed to keep Shabbos. The teretz is Avram Avinu must have been Yotzam Bichlal Ben Noach. He must have been Nichnas Bichlal Yisrael. He's a Yid. He doesn't have the Isser anymore of Ovek Kechavim Sheshavas Chai Miso. That's why he's allowed to keep Shabbos. That's why Avram Avinu had a mitzvah of Erev Tavshilin. Again, the tiefkeit of the kasha, just to fully get it, is that that's poshit, that when Avram Avinu kept Torah mitzvahs, he acted as if he was a Yid. But that was only L'chumra, Tainas the Mishnah Melech, to the extent that really he was a Ben Noach. Meaning, if Avraham Avinu was a Ben Noach, he just took upon himself a Chumra, so L'chumra you could put on tefillin, why not? L'chumra you could daven 3 times a day. L'chumra you could do anything that a Yid does, that's okay. The problem is, if you're going to do something that's L'chumra out Yisrael, but it's going to be Yoitza Akula on your Tzad Ben Noach, that's not something you have a right to do. You can't do a Chumra. You can't take upon a chumrah that's going to cause you to violate an Issa Torah. Avraham Avinu keeping Shabbos is a chumrah in the sense that, oh wow, I want to be a Yid. I'm going to prav a Shabbos. Promise a kula, because you're really a Ben Noach. And now it's going to come out you're an Akim Sheshavas Chai Misa. So the Mishnah Melech proved that Avraham Avinu had a right to be Mekel on his Chiyuv and Mitzad Ben Noach. The only rationale for that would be that he wasn't a Ben Noach anymore. He was Yotza Michlal Ben Noach. He was Nichnas Lechlal Yisrael. So the Chasam Sofer, in a beautiful piece, brings a rebuttal that he heard from his Rebbe, Da'afla. His Rebbe, Da'afla, said that, I'm not masking. He says, because what's the makar that Ovi Kechavim Sheshavas Chayiv Misa? It's learned out from Yoyim V'layla Lo Yishbaisu. So Da'afla said a Dovah Noira. He said that we know that Bedine Yisrael, the Yoyim is Hoylech Achra Yoyim. So first comes night, then comes day. So when the sun sets, Seitzach Kechavim, 3 stars, that's when the next day begins. The night, which is followed by the day. But when, as Ben Noach said, the Hafla doesn't work that way. Ben Noach, the Laila's Hoylech Achrayayim. First it's the day, and then it's the night. How do you know that? It's this pasuk. The Yoyim, the Laila, Lo Yishvayse. First day, and then night. So it comes out, it's true. A Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. But when we say that a Goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos, he can't have a day of rest. Philip Hashem, the Shabbos. He can't have a day of rest. That means from the morning until the next morning, he has the rest. When a Yid keeps Shabbos, what's a Yid Shabbos? It starts at night and it goes until the next night. So Zokta Flo, Zeyah Poshet. Avraham Avinu kept Shabbos. You know he kept Shabbos? Friday night, he made an early Shabbos, late Shabbos. The sun set, Avraham Avinu made Shabbos. He davened Kabbalah Shabbos. He said Kiddush. He kept Shabbos until Matzah Shabbos. Ayiz Ben Noach. And Ben Noach is Shabbos. So, what does it say? He's not a Ben Noach. So, Taflo, who said? Maybe he's a Ben Noach. You know what Avraham Avinu did? Avraham Avinu did Malacha on Erev Shabbos Friday. He also did Malacha on Matzah Shabbos. So, from a Ben Noach's perspective, he never rested because there was no day and a night. It wasn't Friday because he did Malacha Erev Shabbos. And it wasn't Shabbos because he did Malacha Matzah Shabbos. So, he was able to be Mekayim his Chiyuv. He was able to be Mekayim his Chiyuv of keeping Shabbos as a Yisrael. He had Friday night and Shabbos day. But at the same time, he didn't violate the Issa Shabbos of the Ben Noach because he did Malacha Friday afternoon and he did Malacha Matzah Shabbos. So there was no day and a night. Zok, Chasam Sofer, Azoy Bechkehed from my Rebbe, and it's printed in the Sefer upon him Yofs, but from the Hafla. But he says, but I'm going to tell you a Dovah Noach that my other Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, said, It's interesting. If you have the old Joshua's Chassam Sefer, it could be they printed in the new Joshua's Chassam Sefer either. But whoever put out the old Joshua's Chassam Sefer, so he has a little biography on the Chassam Sefer. So he writes there a little bit about the hisbatlus that the Chassam Sefer had to his Rebbeim. Chassam Sefer had an unbelievable hisbatlus towards his Rebbeim. The covet that he had for his Rebbe, you see sometimes in the Tshuvas where he quotes his Rebbe, it's Mom is like a chutzit quoting his rabbi. It's unbelievable the hispatlus that he had to his rabbi. See, he says over there, I'll tell you a shtickle where the Chassam Sofer took something that he heard from both of his rabbeim and he put them together. And he brings this shtickle right here. So it's printed in the Hakdamah to the Drashas Chassam Sofer. But either way, so says the Chassam Sofer, but my rabbi Rav Nosson Adler said, no, there's a punchline. You know what the punchline is? What does the Gemara say? Avraham Avinu kept kol ha'teira kula. Vafilu Erev Tavshilin. It doesn't say Afilu Shabbos. It says Afilu Erev Tavshilin. It says, why Erev Tavshilin? That's the one mitzvah we picked out. He says, you know why? What's the chiddush? Because when do you make an Erev Tavshilin? When Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos. So it's only the Geya if you're going to have a Friday and a Shabbos. Lechura, you just answered the Havflah did, however, Avraham Avinu could have kept Shabbos. He did Malach on Friday and he did Malach on Matzah Shabbos. But on a 2-day Yontif, how could Avraham Avinu have kept it? It's not Shayach. Because in the 2 days, it's not possible. If Friday's Yontif and then comes Shabbos, so you couldn't do Malacha Friday because it's Yontif. Avraham Avinu couldn't do Malacha on Friday night because it's Shabbos. So what's the Eitzah then? So you'll tell me maybe Avraham Avinu didn't keep Shabbos or Yontif. He had no choice because he's still a Ben Noach. Abizach the Gemara, no. Avraham Avinu kept Afilu Erev Tavshilin. That was the Mishnah Malach's Raya. The Raya is not from the fact that he kept Shabbos. The Raya is from the fact that he kept Erev Tavshilin. Oh, Erev Tavshilin. Now you don't have that plus teres. Because you can't do Malach of Friday. It's not going to help you. Because Friday is Yontif. And still you see Avraham Avinu kept Erev Tavshilin. Thus is the Raya. Either way, again, we have a lot more to get to. Zok the Gemara of Amar Rabbi Yechanan. That learns Torah is Chayiv Misa Shenemar, because the pasuk says Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Mayrasha, and we Darshin Lanu Mayrasha. Torah is a Mayrasha for us, for the Yidin. It's not a Mayrasha for the Umaysa Olam. Frek the Gemara of Elichshav Gabi Sheven Mitzvahs. Why isn't it counted again as one of the Sheven Mitzvahs Bnei Nech? The same kasha as we had before. Zok the Gemara, I'll tell you what. Because Mandama Mayrasha, there is a Mandama that reads the word Mayrasha, meaning it's the Yerusha of Klal Yisrael. So if it's the Yerusha of Klal Yisrael, if somebody takes from your Yerusha, what is he? He's a Gazlan. So Migzel called Gazala. So it's already included in Gezel. The Gezel of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which we saw already, is more inclusive than the ordinary Gezel. Ganev, Gazlan, even Yafas Toya was included in Gazlan, right? So you see that Gezel is of B'nei Noach is an all-inclusive type of Gezel. So learning Torah is Gezel. The guy is gazzling from us when he learns Torah. Man Amad Meirasa, there's a man Amad that reads the word Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Mu'urasa. Dinoi ken Naira Mu'urasa, the Beskila. It's included in Naira Mu'urasa, which is Arayas. So when a guy learns Torah, either he's being over Gezel or he's being over Arayas. But the bottom line is already included in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and that's why it didn't have to be mentioned independently. Faith the Gemara Meis. So we just said, Rabbi Yochanan, Oyvid Kechavim Shaisik Peter Chayim Misa. Is that true? Hi, Ramei Flake Zogim. How do you know that a guy who learns Torah is like the Kohen Gadol? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ashayasa Oysam Ha'odam V'Chaybahem. It says that a person that learns Torah, V'Chaybahem. Kohanim Levim V'Yisraelim Loinema. It doesn't say a Kohen or a Levi or a Yisrael that learns Torah, V'Chaybahem. Elo Ha'odam V'Chaybahem. Hola Madata, you see from here, so what's the kasha? So if a guy that learns Torah is like the Kohen Gadol, so if he's like the Kohen Gadol, how can you tell me that he's Chayiv Misa? Is he Chayiv Misa or is he like the Kohen Gadol? Can't be both. So which one is it? You have to say there's a chilek between a guy that learns Torah and a guy that learns the mitzvahs that he needs to know in order for him to fulfill the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. A guy that does the daf, he's Isaac B'Torah, that he's not allowed to do. But a guy that's learning Torah merely so that he should understand to be able to fulfill his Sheva Mitzvahs, as that sort Ben Noach, that Ben Noach to the contrary. Not only is he not Chayiv Misa, but that's what a mayor used to say, Minayin Shafilu Oivik Echavim Va'isik B'Toira Shuki Goyen Gadol Shenemar Asha Yasa Oysam Ha'odam V'Chaybehem Koyhanim Levim V'Yisraelim Loinemar Elo Ha'odam Hala Madata Shafilu Oivik Echavim Va'isik B'Toira Harehu Ki Goyen Gadol. So two horas. Number one is a Gemara Mesechtes Chagiga, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Amar Rav Ami, Ein Moisim Divrei Torah Lo Yikachavim. You're not allowed to teach Torah to an Eini Yehudi. Shenemar Loi Asa Chen Lachol Goy UMishpatim Bal Yedal. Loi Asa Chen Lachol Goy the Umay Sahilam UMishpatim and the laws of the Torah Bal Yedal. You're not allowed to notify them. So you're not allowed to be my idea on Yikachavim the Torah. Thus, Rav Ami. Ein meister in divrei Torah la'ovet keicham. Frek taisus akasha ha'yakasha l'rabbel chanon. Why do you need a pasuk in Tehillim to tell me that you're not allowed to teach Torah to a guy? Typically, the ovet keicham meister b'Torah chayiv misa. More pashut. Ovet keicham that learns Torah is chayiv misa. So if a guy learns Torah is chayiv misa, what's the makar? Sanhedrin and tesam and aleph. It should mean then the hamelandoi, someone that teaches a guy Torah over aleph ne'iver lo'isita mirchshol. So you see that he's over, lefneiver, lo yisitei mishal. And he says, don't tell me that this Gemara is talking about a benoich that's learning the Sheva Mitzvahs, where he's not chayim misa, because adarabba, the Gemara said that if a guy learns Sheva Mitzvahs, he's kikain gadol. So why should it be also to teach him the Sheva Mitzvahs benoich? Azay frey tois sakash. Sometimes you see that this is lefneiver, even for a benoich, so there's some raid about that. But either way, tois says, mitechomer akushia v'yesh loime, you have to say that we're talking about a case where there's no lefneiver. Would be an example with his old Lifnei'iver. Lifnei'iver, you're only over if the person wouldn't be doing the Aveira were it not for you. Meaning, were you out of the picture? Would this person be doing the Aveira? If the answer is no, then you're over Lifnei'iver, because you're the one that's causing him to do the Aveira. But if this person would have done the Aveira, regardless of whether you facilitated or not, then maybe there's an Issa D'Rabbanon, a Misayeya, but an Issa D'Raisa there's not going to be. An Issa D'Raisa Lifnei'iver, that you're not going to have. So, Bikai Gavna, where the guy could learn Torah anyways, he can go to a Ben Noyach and get Torah there, and instead you chose to learn Torah, to teach him Torah. So Lifnei Iver is not going to be. Because Lifnei Iver you only have if you koi betray Avid and Aharit, only where it's not possible for him to get the Avera without you. But at the same time, there's a new Isser. What's the new Isser? Umishpatim Bal Yadam. It's interesting, there's a tshuva from the Rambam, where the Shoyal asked the Rambam, and I quote, in my Rabbi Yochanan, that goy she'osek b'Torah chayiv misa, who halacha? You want to know if it's halacha? Meaning, I guess he thought maybe it's just a maimer agada. Is this real? A guy that learns Torah, is he really chayiv misa? Ve'im chayiv kol bar yisrael lehimana lebulti lo ma'adavar chutz mishevah mitzvahs ma'amistam. And does that therefore have implications on us, Yehudim, that it means that if a guy learns Torah is chayiv misa, that means I can't teach a guy Torah. Because if he's chayiv misa, then I'm going to be able. If ne'ivir, like Tosfos says in his kasha, chagigo, daf yud gimel amud aleph, tshuva, said the Ram, he halacha b'loy sofek. There's nothing to talk about. And if we had the ability, we would not allow any Yehudim to learn Torah. I'm going to skip. Says the Rambam, as it relates to the halacha, and it relates to the Shoyal who asked the Rambam the Shaila, but there is an important distinction, halacha l'maisa. He says as follows, he says, if this ain't a Yehudi that you want to teach Torah to is a Noitzri, then you're allowed to teach him Torah. Avol ene muter dover mizel Yishmael. But if the person that you're teaching this Torah to is a Yishmaeli, then it's not going to be okay. Ki kfar yedaten, the Rambam writes, shehem yaminu she Torah zu ene min hashamayim, because the Yishmaelim don't believe in the Torah. Vim yelandem dover midvarel, and if you're going to teach them something, oz yimatsu misnagit lekabalosan, it's whatever you teach them is going to contradict their Messiah. It's Yodua. If you go through the Rambam's writings, the Rambam lived in an Arab world. He wrote a lot about the Arab world. And the Rambam had zero respect. It's unbelievable the way he writes about their prophets, and it's amazing. I think they have Moshe in the times of Achashverosh and Haman dealing with pirates, Yontif and the Vachin. But the bottom line is the Rambam mocked them. And the Rambam says here too, they have Dvarim, Zorim, and Ervuve Dvarim. You know what's going to end up happening when they learn the Torah and they see how much it contradicts their own Mitzvah? So he says the bottom line is you're not going to get tzoris from it. Pogroms are going to come from that. Bad things are going to happen if you teach the Yishmaelim Torah. So he says as it relates to Yishmaelim, absolutely, it's a big problem. Avol ha'orelim, but the orelim, hey, moidim in Nosach HaTorah, they believe in the Nosach HaTorah. Ki hi b'shlei Musa, k'moy shi b'yodeinu. Rak yigalu ponim b'peirush ha'musadim. They're just megalu ponim b'Torah in certain areas. V'yirmezu b'zeh ha'remazim ha'yuduim lahem. He says, but I think if you teach them Torah, it could be they're going to be chayzer. The af gam lo yachzeru imbas and michshal liyisrael kula yimatzah b'teiros and hepech teirosenu. Because there aren't so many contradictions in our Torah to what they believe, and as a result, he says, I'm not as concerned. So the Rambam said to teach a Yishmaeli Torah, absolutely not. To teach a Noitzri Torah, he was okay with it. And what was the reason for it? It's not so much the sugya. It's not so much Sanhedrin and Tess. It's not so much Chagiga Yigimel. It's more Homeland Security. I mean, that's what it boils down to. He was pashut afraid. He says, you're going to teach Yishmaelim Torah. Who knows what can come from that? You're going to teach the Noitzrim Torah? I'm not so concerned. Lamaisa, of course, in history, there were tkufas where the Noitzrim had access, to the Torah Shebaal Peh, and certainly the Gemara, and the famous debates that we spoke about not so long ago with Rabbi Chilin Paris and the Ramban and the burning of the Shas, and it was all because of things that they saw that they didn't like. So the Maisa, horrible tsaras came from the Noitzri world to Klal Yisrael because of the fact that they had acted. That's why the censored Gemara is. It was censored not for 2017. They were censored for what went on 700, 800, 900 years ago. You read the history. A lot of terrible things happened. But that was the Rambam's position as it related to halacha l'maisa, teaching them Torah, even Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Meaning, even if you're not going to have the iser as it relates to Goysha Isik B'Teir Chai Misa or Mishpatim Bal Yadam, he felt it was an issue not to teach Yishmaeli Torah because of all the other issues that can come out from it. It's interesting because it's a little different than the Rambam we spoke at yesterday. Yesterday we spoke at the Rambam Perek Yal Hilchos Macholos Asuras, where the Rambam famously says that the Noitzrim were Ivdei Avodah Zarah and the Yishmaelim were not Ivdei Avodah Zarah. As it relates to Yayin Esach, it says a Yishmaeli that touches Yayin, it's Mutar Ma'anah, because the Yishmaeli is not an Ivdei Avodah Zarah. The Noitzrim, they believed in Shituf is Avodah Zarah, that's the Rambam's position, and therefore the Rambam held the Noitzrim were Ivdei Avodah Zarah. So the Noitzrim were treated more harshly by the Rambam in Halacha. They had a din of an Ivdei Avodah Zarah. Mesechtes Avodah Zarah relates to the Noitzrim according to the Rambam. Mesechtes Avodah Zarah doesn't relate to the Yishmaelim according to the Rambam. But in this Halacha, for a separate cheshbon that the Rambam held not to teach Torah to the Yishmaelim, and if you want to teach Torah to the Noitzrim, that's going to be okay. That's the first thought. The second order is that had Rav Meir know that a guy that learns Torah, he's kikoyin gadol. It was learned out from the pasuk, "Asheyasa oisai ha'adam v'chay behem." It doesn't say kohanim, it doesn't say levim, yisraelim. It says adam, and we learn from there that an adam that learns Torah is going to be v'chay behem. An adam that learns Torah is going to be kikoyin gadol. In other words, pashim shan in the Gemara, it sounds like the word adam includes in it an Eini Yehudi. And Akum, a Ben Noach, is considered other. Break Taisvis. Taisvis in a few places in Shaz. Vikasha, we know the rule. Atem Kriyam Adam, the Einu Mesoilam Kriyam Adam. So how could the Gemara say that Ha Adam is L'Rabbi's Ben Noach? I thought the rule is Adam Kiyam is Ba'ayel. Right? There's no Tumas Oil, Tumas Meis by a Ben Noach. Because Atem Kriyam Adam, the Einu Mesoilam Kriyam Adam. Here you have a Gemara that says Adam is incorporated. Says Taisvis, there's a chil between Adam and Ha Adam. Adam Kiyam is Ba'ayel, that excludes a Ben Noach. Ha Adam Asher Yasa Oisam Ha Adam V'Chay Bahem, that includes a Ben Noach. So at first glance it sounds like Sisri Torah, and the truth is, look at the Rechaim HaKudosh on this passage. He brings up the Shem Dezoyer and he says the people that are familiar with the Tifa Kabbalah, they know the chilek between Adam and Ha Adam. Yeah, even though at first glance sounds a little counterintuitive, Ha Adam with the Hey Ayadiyah would seem to exclude more, not to include more. But that's the way it is. Adam is Mamayit Ben Noach, Ha Adam includes Ben Noach. But the Rechaim himself says a beautiful terrace. The Rechaim says, it's true, the Umay Sa'ilam are not called Adam. But what kind of Ben Noach are we talking about? Akum, that's Oisik B'Torah. He says a Ben Noach that learns Torah, his harving and learning lifts him up. It elevates his soul to the point that he can be called Adam. So it's true, ordinarily you want to know if a Ben Noach is called Adam. Nah, avadanish. Atem kruyam Adam, ve'enum esayilam kruyam Adam. But we're not talking about an ordinary Ben Noach. We're talking about a Ben Noach that's presumably from the Chassidei Mesayilam, a Ben Noach that's Oisik B'Torah. Oh, if he's Oisik B'Torah, he just upgraded his status. Now he's included in Asheyasa Oisam Ha'adam V'Chayvam. But I had an interesting hara. Now we'll go weiter. And that is, if you look at the pasuk, Ushmartem es chukoisei ves mishpatei asher yasa oisam ha'adam v'chai b'hem ani Hashem. This is Rameir's pasuk. And he said, ha'adam, like Tosfos says, is l'rabbis, even ovdei koichavim. Says Tosfos, says Rashi and Chumash, what does v'chai b'hem mean? Asher yasa oisam ha'adam v'chai b'hem l'olam haba. L'olam haba. She'im taimer b'olam hazeh, because if you could tell me it's olam hazeh, halo yisayif ha'olam, nobody lives forever. So how can you say v'chayibem? At some point, there's going to be someone who's learning Torah, and it's not going to be v'chayibem anymore. How could that be? The Torah says v'chai behem. Must be when the Torah says v'chai behem, it doesn't mean ba'olam hazeh. It must mean la'olam haba. That means this pasuk v'chai behem is olam haba. We just learned the Gemara, the way Tosfos explains it, that wherever it says ha'adam, it's the rabbis even oiv dekechavim. I think it's back of the envelope arithmetic, that an oiv dekechavim has a chelik in olam haba. If ha'adam does this, v'chai behem. Who's ha'adam? Even an oiv dekechavim. That's Rameh's drasha. And what's v'chai behem? Rashi and Chumash. Olam haba. So you see l'chura that a benoyach has a chelik in olam haba. Truth is, not so pasha. This is a chiddush that's attributed to the Rambam. The Rambam said it in his Yad Chazaka. The Rambam said it in his Pirush HaMishnayos. But it's usually introduced as a very big chiddush. I think it's mefurish. I think this Gemara right here, Sanhedrin and Tess, which is also an Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, it's a Gemara many places, Shas, a Gemara Bava Kama, and Rashi and Chumash has come out before us. But again, we're learning the Sugis of Ben Noyech, so we have to read this Rambam. The Rambam says as follows, Kol ha-mekabel sheva mitzvahs, a goy that's mekabel sheva mitzvahs, v'nizel ha-soysam, and he's careful to observe them, ha-reze mi-chasidei umay so'ilam, he's one of the chasidei umay so'ilam, v'yeshloi chelek lo'olam haba, and he has a chelek in olam haba. Then the Rambam says, v'ushi yekabel lo'isam v'yas lo'isam, they should see v'men HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Torah. Again, very important Rambam. The only time a ben noyach is from the chassidei umay sa'olam is if he keeps the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach because he believes in Hashem and he believes that Hashem commanded not just the Jews to keep mitzvahs, but the b'nei noyach also have obligations. We have 630 mitzvahs. They have at least sheva mitzvahs. V'yidiyonu ha'idei Moshe Rabbeinu she'b'nei noyach mikoydem netzav avol masom b'nei hechra adas. But if he does it because he's a good, civil, moral, ethical citizen, ein zeger tosha. V'einu mechassidei umay sa'olam, ein lo mechachomein. He's from the Chachmei Umay Sa'ilam, says the Rambam. But not from the Chassidei Umay Sa'ilam. But regardless, Ashenegei L'nyaneinu, the Rambam says it's a concept of a Benoyach being mi Chassidei Umay Sa'ilam. And if he's from the Chassidei Umay Sa'ilam, yesh loy chelek loylam haba. So it's a Mefurish Rambam where the Rambam says that a Benoyach can have a chelek loylam haba. The Rambam says in a Pirush HaMishnayos as well. Because Perek Chelek begins with Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek loylam haba. And then you have to read the fine print. The Elu She'elam chelek loylam haba. And it goes through a list of people that don't have a chelek loylam haba. Three malachim, four hediyotas. Who are the four hediyotas? Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, Vegechasi. Listen to the Rambam. One line in Pirush HaMishnayos. The Zachar Bilam. The Mishnah mentioned Bilam as an example of someone that doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. V'u einei miYisrael. He's really not a yid. Lefish Chasidei Umay So'ilam yesh lam chelik l'Olam Haba. Because Chasidei Umay So'ilam have a chelik l'Olam Haba. V'aydiyoy. And this is coming to teach me. Ki Bilam mirishay Umay So'ilam te'ein lo chelik l'Olam Haba. But Bilam could have had a chelik in Olam Haba. How could Bilam have had a chelik in Olam Haba? He's a benoyach. The Teretz is benoyach. If they are mechasidei umay sa'olam, could have a chelik in olam haba. Either way, it's the Rambam Shita, and I think there's a gishmaka raya in light of the Gemara that we just learned. It's just kedai to mention, we spoke already about this once, the inka mekoymoy. But there's another Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia Perek Yedal. The Rambam, when he describes the process of conversion, as if someone's coming to be Megayer. So you come to Bezdin, they would tell him, Mixes Kalois, Mixes Chamurois, Va'oimrimlein, they would tell him, Halacha Dalet, Hevi Yoideya, you should know, Sha'ilam Abba, Enoit Safan, Elit Litzadikin, that the only ones that are going to merit a portion in the world to come are the tzaddikim. The Haim Yisrael. And in order to be a tzaddik, you have to be a yid. V'zeh she'tiri Yisrael b'tzar b'olam hazeh. And even though you see sometimes the Jews have it pretty rough on this world, but remember, toivet zavuni ilahem. It's just on this one, this transient existence. Yidin sometimes have to suffer. But k'es asheyav Hashem yechiach. Remember that in olam haba, they're going to have it good. She'en yechayl makabur reif toivet b'olam hazeh k'umais. It's such beautiful ashenis of the Ram in the beginning of Perek Yudal Hilchas Yisurei Biyah. So Makshema ilam. It's a steer in the Rambam. Here the Rambam says that even Bnei Noyach, as long as they're from the Chassidei Umay Sa'olam, are going to have a chelik in olam haba. And here the Rambam says that when somebody used to come to be Megayer, what would they tell him? You should know that there's something called olam haba, and it's Einoy Tzofon Elo Litzadikim Tehem Yisrael. So is only Tzadikim going to have a chelik in olam haba? Or could a Bnei Noyach have a chelik in olam haba as well? The Rambam Perek Ches Hilchos Malachim says even Bnei Noyach Chassidei Umay Sa'olam. The Rambam Perek Yudal Hilchos Yisurei says that only Tzadikim, in order to be a Tzadik you have to be Yisrael, meaning only a Yid can have a chelik in olam haba. So we once spoke out Torah from my good friend Levi Chomsky in the name of Rameir Soloveitchik. So we spoke out some festering once upon a time. The income of Kamei Laharach Zok the Gemara Vayter. So we had the original Braiso of Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noyach, and Rabbi Chananya Ben Gamliel added an eighth. What was his eighth? Dam Menachai. So Eva Menachai is one of the Sheva. Dam Menachai was number eight. Tanu Rabbanan, Ach Basar, Benafshoi, Domoi, Loisoi, Chelu. It says in the Torah, basar benafshoy damay lo yisay chelo. So who did Hashem tell this to? He told it to Noach. So Hashem told Noach, you're allowed to eat meat. Now, Adam Rishon wasn't allowed to eat meat. We're going to see the Gemara on the base. Adam Rishon was not allowed to eat flesh. Noach was already allowed to eat meat. However, he was told, you have to kill the shchita. But Eva Menachai, that's something that's not okay. Says the Gemara, says Eva Menachai, and we learn from there, Eva Menachai, right? Basar benaf shaydami, while it's still alive, you can't. That same pasuk, you see Dam Menachai as well. My time, where do you see Dam Menachai? Because Kari Bey basar benaf shaydami soichel, and Domay benaf shaydami soichel. The way you read the pasuk is, Ach basar benaf shaydami loy soichelu, and Ach Domay benaf shaydami loy soichelu. So basar benafshay lo yisachelu and domay benafshay lo yisachelu. That's how you rearrange the words in the pasuk so that you have basar or eiver menachai and you have dam menachai as well. V'rabbanon, why the rabbanon not darshan dam menachai? It says domay in the pasuk. Says the gemara, who the mishrei shrotz mudasal. So we'll see that drash on the base, but it's from that word domay that the rabbanon are going to learn that even though there's an isra eiver menachai, that's only from a behema, but a sheretz they know are allowed to eat shrotzim, so they could just rip off the leg of a crab and eat it. There's no iser even menachai when it comes to shrotzim, and I know that from the word domay. So domay is not teaching me dam menachai. Domay is teaching me the mishri shrotzim. Ki etzav davarata oimer rak chazak levilti achol dam ki adam hu anefesh. There's another pasuk that tells us even menachai, and that's already in Dvarim Yud Beis. The pasuk says rak chazak levilti achol adam. He's not allowed to drink blood. And there's an iser ever minachai. So you have the halacha twice, but now you have it twice. You have over here dam minachai as well. We're talking about dam ki adam hu anefesh. Rabbanon, again, that's also not a makar to an iser dam minachai. But the dam hakozosh and neshama yoytze behudas. It's coming to teach me that the iser dam means even the dam that comes out of a person when he bloodlets. When you bloodlet, the dam that comes out is called dam hakaza. Dam hakaza is also aser. I know that from ki adam hu anefesh. Not ki adam hu anefesh as in dam menachai. Ki adam hu anefesh, they tell me that dam hakaza is going to be aser. Freik the Gemara Akasha. And this next Gemara is a classic. It's important in terms of understanding the laws of Benayach. Lomali le michtav le bnei noyach, for lomali le mishni b'sinai. So you have over here, the Gemara just brought two psukim that tell me the Isra Eva Menachai. You have Eva Menachai that was told to Noyach, and then you have the Isra Eva Menachai that's mentioned already in Dvarim, Yud Beis. For lo yisoich ala nefesh em abas. Freik the Gemara, if Hashem already told Noyach this is an Isra Eva Menachai, why do you have to chazer it over in Dvarim Yud Beis? Zoch the Gemara, Rabbi Yisra, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yisra, Rabbi Chanina, Chomitz, Shanem, Adov, Nei Noyach, every message that was given to Noach, the nishnas b'Sinai, and it was chazed over in Sinai. Lezeh u'lezeh nemer. You have to halkop because this is counterintuitive. So any mitzvah that was given to Bnei Noach, and then it was given again to the Yidden by Sinai. Why was it given again? To teach us that this halacha is relevant to Bnei Noach and to the Yidden. If, however, the mitzvah was given l'Bnei Noach for loy nishnas b'Sinai, but it wasn't chazed over in Sinai, liyisrael nemra for loy l'Bnei Noach. Again, you see why it's counterintuitive? So any mitzvah that was given to the Bnei Noach, such as the Sheva Mitzvahs, and then by Sinai, Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu chazered over the Sheva Mitzvahs. We got them again. So if you got it a second time, it was given again exclusively to the Yidden who were Vayichan Negadaha. Those mitzvahs are going to apply even to the Bnei Noach. Why do they apply to Bnei Noach? Because they were given to Klal Yisrael. But if it was given to the Bnei Noach and not to the Yid, it means it doesn't relate to the Bnei Noach. It only relates to the Yid. And the Gemara says, as it relates to the second group of a mitzvah that was given to Bnei Noach, that wasn't given to the Yisrael, that the Yisrael nemna, v'loy le Bnei Noach, v'anu ein lanu elu gid anosha. The only thing is we have gid anosha, v'alibid Rabbi Yehuda. Gid anosha was given to Bnei Noach, it's a parashas v'yishlach. It's not chazed over anywhere in the Torah, and a goy doesn't have an issa, gid anosha. Because it was le Bnei Noach nemra, v'loy le Yisrael, and it's for that reason that the halacha is that a Yid has it, not a Ben Noach. Says the Gemara, Omar, Kol Mitzvah Shem, L'Vnei Noach, Vnishas B'Sinai, L'Zeh, L'Zeh, Nemra, Adarabah. It's counterintuitive. Mid the Nishnas B'Sinai, from the fact that it was Chazer over in Sinai, L'Yisrael, Nemra, L'Vnei Noach. Shouldn't that mean that it was given L'Yisrael and it wasn't given L'Vnei Noach? Right, it's just counterintuitive. Zok the Gemara, I hear, but mid isni avoydus kechavim b'sinai, but being that avoydus zara is one of the shavim b'sinaiach, and it was given to Yidden at Sinai, the ashkechon, the anash, oivde kechavim milava, and you see that the oivde kechavim were punished, you see that they were punished for avoydus zara, shma minot, lezel lezen amra, must be, it was given. So we prove then, from Avodah Zarah, that's something that was given to Bnei Noach, and it was Nishnas B'Sinai, Lezeh Lezeh Nemer. Don't think that because it was Nishnas B'Sinai, now it became exclusively a Jewish thing. No. Avodah Zarah Techiach. Because Avodah Zarah is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, and it was Nishnas B'Sinai, and you see clearly that Bnei Noach have Avodah Zarah. How do you see it? For the fact that they're punished. Ein Unchen Elam Kem Azirim. So it must be that they still have it. Bnei Noach v'loi Nishnas B'Sinai. What if it's in the reverse? What if it was given to Bnei Noach, but it wasn't Nishnas B'Sinai? The Yisrael Nemra v'loi Bnei Noach. We say it was given to Yisrael, not the Adarabo. Midloi Nishnas B'Sinai l'Bnei Noach Nemra v'loi Yisrael. Shouldn't it be in the reverse? Shouldn't it make more sense? And if it was given to Bnei Noach and it wasn't Gechazert B'Sinai, then shouldn't that mean that it only relates to the Bnei Noach, not to the Yisraelim? So the Gemara again says, I hear. But leka midam de Yisrael shari uloivik can't be. There's no such thing as something being usher to a guy and being mutter to a yid, because bnei noach are kedusha kala, Yisrael is kedusha chamura, and it's not possible that when you're a ben noach you should have a chumra that you don't have. So a ben noach should have an isagid anasha, and Yisrael shouldn't have an isagid anasha. There's no such thing. So it must be it's in the reverse. But the Gemara says of aloy, hare yifas toyer. What about yifas toyer? Yifas toyer is part of gezel when it comes to ben noach, and yifas toyer is mutter for Yisrael. It's a parish in the Torah, right? In the beginning of Parashas Kiseitse. So the Gemara says, Hasam Yishom Delab Nei Kivash. No. The reason Yifas Torah is usher to a guy, because a guy never has a right to conquer another land. So if he doesn't have a right to conquer another land, what would give him the permit to take the Yifas Torah? The whole Yisoid of Yifas Torah is Kiseitse Lam Lucham Aleidech. So you have a right to fight the war, you have a right to conquer the other land, you also have a right to take the Yifas Torah. But Ben Noach, who doesn't have a right to conquer, Memeli doesn't have a right. So it's not so much that we have Yifas Toyer, the Heter, they don't have the Heter. They would also have the Heter if they would have Kivush. It's just not a Geya, because they can't be Kovish. What about Pachas Mishavar Pruta, says the Gemara? We said that Ben Noach is Nerag on Pachas Mishavar Pruta. Yid's allowed to steal Pachas Mishavar Pruta. Maybe he could steal it, but he's certainly not. He's not Nerag. Hasa Mishav Lav Nebichil. Really, there should be an Isser for Pachas Mishavar Pruta as well. The only tzad that wouldn't be an Isser is because we assume the Yid is Meichel. The Benayach, the Kuti, in that sugya wasn't Meichel. Meaning that he wasn't Meichel, male is an Isser. But again, it's not a Chumrah that's inherent to the Benayach that Yisrael doesn't have. Kol mitzvah shenemar of the Benayach, v'nishnas b'sinai, v'zeh u'lezeh nemar. So the Gemara said a rule. Any mitzvah that was given to Benayach, and it was reviewed at Har Sinai, it means lezeh lezeh nemar. Fake the Gemara, v'arei milo, shenemar levnei noyach, dichsevatas prisi tishmar, v'nishnas b'sinai, u'beyei mashmini yimoyl, v'yisrael nemar v'lei levnei noyach. And we know milo is only the Yisrael, it's not levnei noyach. Now the Gemara at the end of the sugi is going to say, don't ask me a kasha for milo. Milo was never given to all the bnei noyach. Milo was only given to Avram Avinu and his family. What does that have to do with the mitzvahs bnei noyach? The Gemara is going to say that. But for now, the Gemara is asking it as a kasha. That l'chura, it's a mitzvah that was given to bnei noyach, because it was before Matan Torah. It was Nishnas B'Sinai, and still you see that the Yisrael Nemra v'loy l'bnei noyach, which there knocks out the theory. The theory is that if it was Chazard, it's Lazel Lazen Nemra. Milo Techiach, it's the other way around. So the Gemara says, Ahu l'mishri Shabbos Hudasa. Even though Milo was repeated B'Sinai, it's a Parshas Tazria, it was repeated B'Sinai, but really it's not so much the mitzvah that was repeated, it was more a halacha that we needed to know that was repeated. U'bayoy mashmini afilu b'Shabbos. How do you know Milo's Deicha Shabbos? You know from that pasuk, u'bayoy mashmini yimo b'sar olosoy. So it's not considered as if the mitzvah was reviewed, because really it was just reviewed for the detail to tell me l'mishri b'Shabbos. So it's as if it wasn't reviewed. What's the rule if it was l'bnei noyach v'loy nishnis? Then it's only the Yisrael Nemra. That's why only we have Milo. Says the Gemara of Ari Piriyah Verivya. What about Pururvu? Shenemer levnei noyach, tesevatum Pururvu, v'nishnas b'sinai, lechem er lehem, shuvah lechem lo yalechem. The context over there is right after the Torah was given. So for 3 days before Matan Torah, the Yidden had to be poyrish from their wives. But right after the Torah was given, lechem er lehem, Hashem tells Moshe, shuvah lechem lo yalechem. You can go back to your wives, which is considered a makar to the mitzvah of Pururvu. So you see that you had Pururvu before Matan Torah, you had Pururvu la'acha Matan Torah, and the Yisrael Nemra v'loy levnei noyach. So the Gemara says, Ahu l'chol davar sheva minyan tzarich minyan ata latir. The reason it says Pururvu again is not to teach me the mitzvah of Pururvu, but it's to teach me another halacha. What's the halacha over there? That anytime Bezin says something's aser, even if they only make it aser for a specific amount of time, even when that time passes, the Bezin would have to go and make a mutter again. Because if there's a davar sheva minyan, even if it was done l'sha'a, Once that shall passes, they need to be matrit. And that's why Hashem had to tell Moshe, Lechem mor lahem, shuvu lechem lo yalechem, because I said, I'll tik shol yisha. And even though I said, I'll tik shol yisha, shol yisha ziyamim, and the 3 days pass, but it's a davar shabim minyan, even though it was lisha, and that's all we learn from Lechem Arlehem Shuvu Lechem. It's not another makar to the mitzvah of Pruruvu. So it comes out then that it's something that was Livnei Noyach Nemra, V'loy Nishnis B'Sinai, that's why the Yisrael Nemra, that's why a guy doesn't have the mitzvah of Pruruvu. B'Yihachi Ebezai Kol Chad V'Chad Anami Neimah Mishum Milsa Isni. I mean, all the other Shad Mitzvah B'nei Noyach that the B'nei Noyach still have, because it was Nemra L'Bnei Noyach and it was Nishnis B'Sinai. Can't you find a halacha that you learn out from those psukim where you can tell me that maybe it wasn't really Nishnis? So if it wasn't really Nishnis, it's the Yisrael Nemra V'loy L'Bnei Noyach. So the Gemara says, you're right, I hear, Hachi Kama, but Azara Mihadur Misnava Mamun. If you go through all seven, you see the Torah has a posik in the parasha that's stating the Azara again, and there's no reason to state the Azara again. Were it not for the fact to create a Nishnis B'Sinai, which therefore says that it's Livnei Noyach Uli Yisrael Nemra. Okay. Now, going back to what was the case of Livnei Noyach Nemra V'loy Yisrael? The Gemara said, V'ein lanu elo gidan noshel bilvad V'aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. So if you're holding Cheshbin, the Gemara asks a Geshmak Yekasha. Hani na miloy isni. I have two more. I have Milo and I have Pruruvu. The Gemara originally thought that Milo and Pruruvu was Nemra Livnei Noyach, and it was Nishnis B'Sinai. The Gemara asked the Kash, if that's the case, Ben Yerach B'Chayv and Milo, Ben Yerach B'Chayv and Pruruvu. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that, no, it's not considered Nishnis B'Sinai. Why is it not Nishnis B'Sinai? Because Milo was reviewed for the detail that Milo's Deich HaShavis, and Pruruvu was mentioned to tell me that Kol Dovah Shevim Minyan, Tzarech Minyan Achal Atira. Okay, so then what is it? It's something that was Nemra Livnei Noyach, V'loy Nishnis B'Sinai. Oh, and it's Zeyeh Gishmak. That's why Bnei Noyach are not Chayiv. Because if it's Nemer Livnei Noyach, V'loy Nishnis B'Sinai, even though the Gemara said Adarabba, it's counterintuitive, fine, but that is the bottom line. The bottom line is that's the halacha. But the Gemara in Amin Aleph said there was only one example of it, of something that was Nemer Livnei Noyach, V'loy Nishnis B'Sinai. What was the example? Gidan Osho, Talib the Rabbi Yehuda. Freit the Gemara, I have two more. Hani Nami, Loi Isni. These were also not reviewed. So why do we say the only example, Shmakakash, of something that was said Livnei Noyach, V'loy Nishnis B'Sinai, is Gidan Asha Libid Rabbi Yehuda. I have two more. I have Mila and Pruruvu. So the Gemara says, Apashta Teretz, Hani Isni L'Shum Milsa Ba'alma, Hala Yisni Klal. It's not that they weren't repeated at all. They were repeated. It's mentioned in the Torah. We just have a Teretz why it's not called Nishnis B'Sinai. But at the end of the day, they were repeated. So the Gemara, Ibayas, Ema, going back to the original Kasha was, if every mitzvah that was Nemra Livnei Noyach, the Nishnis B'Sinai, Lizel Lizen Nemra, Mila was Nemra Livnei Noyach, and Parshas Lech Lecha. It was Nishnis B'Sinai and Parshas Tazria. Why are only Jews obligated to circumcise their children? How come a Ben Noyach doesn't have the same mitzvah? Zok de Gemara, Yiba Yaseima, second Teretz, Mila Mekara, La'avram hu de Kamazale Rachman. Mila was never given to all the Bnei Noyach. Mila was only given to Avram Avinu and his family, as the Pasuk says, Ata es brisi tishmar, ata v'zaracha charecha l'day roysam, ata v'zaracha in a shachrin alay. Elam yata ebezayef was given to Avram and his family, Bnei Yishmol l'chayev, at least Yishmol should be chayev. It says, Ki b'yisa yikar l'chazera. Only Yitzchak was considered Zarah Shal Avram. Yishmo was not considered Zarah Shal Avram. What about Bnei Esav L'chayvu? Okay, ki bi Yitzchak. Through Yitzchak shall be your descendants. But Esav came from Yitzchak. Bi Yitzchak, v'loi kol Yitzchak. So even though Avram Avinu had a son Yishmo, and he had an enikol Esav, but Yishmo and Esav's Yichus do not trace themselves back to Avram Avinu. Because Hashem told Avram Avinu, ki bi Yitzchak yikar lecha zera, bi Yitzchak, v'le kol Yitzchak. So it's only Yitzchak, and not even all of Yitzchak's children that are going to be considered. And that's why whenever you talk about a Bnei Avram, it's always Klal Yisrael. Yishmol is not considered Bnei Avram, and Esav is not considered Bnei Avram as well. This comes up also in the Sechtes Nedarim. There's a Mishnah. Someone says, Koinem, anoyder mizarish al Avram. So if someone's noyder mizarish al Avram, he's mutter mizarish al Yishmol, he's mutter mizarish al Esav. I aren't a mizarish al Avram? The answer is no. Ki b'yitzchak yikar lecha zera, b'yitzchak v'loy kol Yitzchak. You go back into the archives, in the Sechtes Nedarim, we spoke out Festeray, that actually relates very much to Rosh Hashanah, a mechaber and simen tof kuf tzadik aleph in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. But the punchline of that raid is the Magen Avram says a gevaldige ha'ara. He wants to know, when we say that Esav is not Zarish al Avram, is that only that he's not Zarish al Avram. What about Zarish al Yitzchak? So Yitzchak, Bikar l'chazera, be Yitzchak, for they call Yitzchak. So when you're talking about Avram Avinu Zeinuklach, Avram has a son, Yitzchak, and he has an Einukl Yaakov. I thought he has a son Yishmael. Nope. I thought he has a grandson Esau. Nope, wrong again. It's only Yishmael and Esau. What about when you're dan in Yitzchak? When you're dan in Yitzchak, does Yitzchak have a son Esau? Hashem told Kibi Yitzchak Yikar l'chazera to Avram. So when you're danning Avram, it's Kibi Yitzchak for like call Yitzchak. But what about when you're danning Yitzchak? Does Yitzchak have a son Esau? Says the Gevaldige Magen Avram and a Mesha Chachma and this. Ah, this Gevaldige Raid. Either way, Maskel Rav Yishya El Meyato Ebazoi. If you're telling me that Kibi Yitzchak Yikar l'chazera be Yitzchak for like call Yitzchak b'nei Keturah loy l'chayvu the b'nei Keturah. Shouldn't be chayiv. B'nei Keturah, we know a chayiv and mila. They don't have priya, but they have mila. So if the B'nei Keturah have mila, why? Because they're Avram's children. Who cares Avram's children? Kibi Yitzchak Yikar l'chazera. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi, Vitem Rabbi Yitzchak, Chanina, Esbrisi, Hofer, L'rabbis, B'nei Keturah. I'll just tell you one ha'ara, the top Tosis, we'll just notice it. The top Tosis asks that the Gemara assumed that B'nei Noach don't have Pruvu. Right, that was the Gemara's kasha. If you're going to tell me that any mitzvah was Nemra, Livnei Noach, and it was Nishnis B'Sinai, is Lazel Zer Nemra, so Freit the Gemara, why do Bnei Noach not have a Chiyah Puruvu? Freit Teis is Temo. Minolan Dolei Nemra Livnei Noach. How do you know they don't have a Mitzvah Puruvu? Says, I know you're going to tell me, because it's not one of the Sheven Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But didn't we learn a Gemara? The Gemara said that the Sheven Mitzvahs Bnei Noach are confined to a rule. Ki kachoshev shev al taisa. Kum vaseh le kachoshev. It anyways doesn't mention Kum says it only mentions Shev Al Taisa. So Freik Taisris, that being that Puruvu is a Kum Vasei, and Kum Vasei is like Choshev. So maybe Fakir, how did the Gemara know to make this Hanacha that a Ben Noach doesn't have Puruvu? Maybe Ben Noach does have Puruvu. So Taisris says, V'yei Shloimah, the Shev Al Taisa Namihu. Puruvu is really Kum Vasei and Shev Al Taisa. The Misha Mitzuvah Al Piri Verivya Mitzuvah Shloi Lahash Chazera. So it's like Dinim. Dinim, we said, was mentioned, because even though there's a Kum Vasei, there's also a Shev Al Taisa element. Puruvu is the same thing. There's a Kum Vasei. I say there's a Shev Al Taisa because the Issa Shaloi Lahash Chazera is related to the mitzvah Saseh of Puruvu. Meaning, if the Ben Noach would have one, he would have to have the other. So, why didn't it mention in the Shev Mitzvah Ben Noach Shaloi Lahash Chazera? Puruvu must be the Nachayiv. It's Nemra of Nei Noach Venishas. But see, that was the premise of the Gemara's Kasha. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Adam Arishan lehuta lebasal achila. Adam Arishan was not allowed to eat meat. Tchsev lochem yeh leachlo ulochol chayas ha'aretz. The Pasuk says, Hashem tells Adam Arishan, there's going to be grass, trees, lochem yeh leachlo. And then Hashem tells Adam, and all the chayas are also going to be able to eat the grass. You could eat the grass and the fruit and the vegetables, and the chayas ha'aretz could eat the grass and the fruit and the vegetables. However, you can't eat the chayas ha'aretz. When Noach came, Hashem told Noach, you're allowed to eat flesh. Yochel, I would have told, if he's allowed to eat meat, so maybe you could even eat evim menachai. Talmud loymer, achbasa benafshoi domoy loy seichelo. Yochel af l'shrotz. And I would have thought that even by a sheretz is a nisa evim menachai. Talmud loymer, this is the Gemara that we said on Amud Aleph, we'd get back to. Ach. No, ach, umay Talmuda, ach is a miut. That you don't always have Eve Menachai, meaning you don't have it by Shratzim. What's the drasha? How do you know not Shratzim? I'm Rafuna, Domoy, because it says the word Domoy. That Rab Chananya, if you remember, he darshan from Domoy, that just like there's an Isser Eve Menachai, there's also an Isser Dam Menachai, but the Chachomim darshaned it differently. Mishri Shratzim Hudasa, this is the Gemara. Misha Domoy Cholok Mipsara, Yotu Shratzim Shain Domoy Cholok Mipsara. An animal has Dam, it has Basar, it has an Eve. A Sheretz is all one. Mitzios, the dam and the basar are all intertwined. So the isra of Eve Menachai is when you're basar and you're dam, when they're independent, but when they're one and the same, then you don't have the isra of Eve Menachai. That's how you know that the ach, which is a miut, is coming to be my shrotzim. Again, where do you see shrotzim? My Talmuda, because it says basar and domai, as opposed to shrotzim, where it's not basar and domai. So the Gemara just said that Adam Arishon was not allowed to eat basar. Meisvei, it says, Uridu b'degasaya, Hashem tells Adam, Vayivorech oisim elikim, vayoyim elahem elikim, pru urvu umilu es ha'aretz, v'chivshua, go conquer the land, Uridu b'degasaya, and you should be Shmoishel on the fish, uba'if ashamayim on the birds, uvechol chaya harimeses al arts, and everything that walks on the ground. Says the Gemara, what did Hashem mean when he told Adam Arisha and Urutgu b'tgas hayom, my love l'achilah, didn't he mean that you could eat fish? And if you could eat fish, it means you could eat basar. That's interesting, there's a shayla on the poskim. Is fish considered basar? I mean, is it considered basar? So, the chayra, this Gemara's right is. Because you see that the Gemara's asking Akasha, you said other reason why wasn't allowed to eat basar. He could eat fish. It's different between a steak dinner and a fish dinner. But either way, Zok the Gemara, my love, lachila loyla melacha. Could be Rutgubadasayam doesn't mean that he was allowed to eat it. It just meant he was able to do work with it. But what kind of work could you do with fish in Kidrach? Chava asked regarding the alachas of kalayim. Hinig be'ez of shibutamai. If somebody does work with a goat and a certain type of fish together, is he over kalayim or is he not over kalayim? But you see, you could do work with a fish. Tashma. It says, my love lachila. Doesn't mean you can eat it? So the Gemara says this in Kidabai Rabba Baravun Dosh Ba'avzin Vitarna Goilim, the Rabbis Rabbi Yudama. Again, a Shailin Kalayim. You did work with Oifis, so you see that you could do work with Oifis. Toshma Uvichal Chaya Hare Meses Ala Oretz. He said you should be Moshal on the Chaya that's Remeses Ala Oretz. What kind of work could you do with insects? With a chaya that remesses al ha'aretz. Where it says, oh yeah, there is one chaya that once upon a time you were able to do work with. It was a pretty good employee, as a matter of fact, as the Gemara is about to say, that was remesses al ha'aretz. La suyei nochash v'da'asa. Detanya, Rav Shimon ben Asi, val al shamish gadol shavim min ha'ilam. Woe is to the shamish gadol that was lost from the world. Shemalei neskal nochash kolech ha'lechem yisrael yimizdamadlei shein nochash v'da'ir. Because we're not for the fact that the nochash was cursed. We worry a lot about Adam's curse, unfortunately, we are affected by, and Chava's curse we're affected by. The Nochash's curse doesn't seem at first glance to have had a major impact on us until you learn this Gemara. So we're not for the fact that the Nochash got a klola. You would have two gabas, and they would both be snakes. Echad Meshagri Litzofin, one you'd send to the north. Echad Meshagri Lidarm, the other one you'd send down south. Lehevi Sandal Boinim Toivim. I don't know what it is, but it sounds good. Vavonim toivos umargolius. These are precious stones. Veloyoid elashem afshilin ritzua tachas nava. You would stick a ritzua on their tail. Umaitzi ba'afa likinasa. It'd be like your pickup truck. The churvasa. They'd be able to do all the work that you needed for them. So you see that a nachash was definitely able to do work. So the bottom line is, again, you have no raya from those psukim that Adam Arishon was able to eat meat. Was allowed to eat meat. What would you prefer? Meisvei, one last Gemara. I will stop here.